Peace to the family. What's going on? It is Richie Moon from the Richie Moon Show, and today we are here on Sunday. I am elated. I am excited to have, for the first time on the Richie Moon Show, everybody give it up for Nunu Diamonds. Yay! I gotta get like the sound effects. I gotta get like the clap and like the cheers and the yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all in the comment section, you know what I'm saying? Throw some fires, you know what I'm saying? Throw some hand emojis, all in that.
Thank you. No problem. It's a pleasure. Super excited to just be here, be with like minds, and your energy is just so vibrant. And I just remember us meeting in Miami, and it was just like super cool, dope vibes, great chemistry, and positive mindset, and it was just amazing. So I'm just really honored just to be here, and I'm so thankful that you even would think to, you know, have me on the show. So
Oh, stop it. shout out to Hadia. Because, shout out to Hadia, shout out to our sister Hadia. I just happened to hit her up, and you know, it's interesting. Hadia and I always happen to be, both of us moved out of Miami, but we always happen to be in Miami at the same time. So, you know, I hit her up like, yo, what's up, Hadia? She's like, yo, I'm here, and I pulled up, and then that's how we met. So, I love that for us. So, before we actually got on the official podcast, I was doing a roll call, seeing where everybody's at. So, would you mind telling for the podcast audience, where are you from?
So, I am from Richmond, California, Bay Area, California, the Bay Area, Oakland, San Francisco. So, yeah, it's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if you have the right mindset, it's really... gorgeous. I love it here. It's expensive, but that's California. So California. You get what you pay for.
Right. Have you lived anywhere else?
No, born and raised, so I haven't, I mean, I haven't thought to live anywhere, so I don't even know why, but I am kind of interested in like Atlanta. I don't know why the East Coast has been like kind of calling me a little bit, so yeah, I don't know, I really want to get into traveling more as well, so but yeah, I am from the Bay Area, I'm a Cali girl.
Hey, shout out to Cali. Last year I had the opportunity to do a lot of traveling, and it's interesting because I was in Richmond, California for about 13 to 14 days. I was working on a cruise ship, and we were docked there for about 2 weeks. And where the cruise ship was, I can go into the top deck, and I can see San Francisco over here, and I can see Oakland over there. And it was just absolutely amazing. Yes. Plug, if y'all want to see what I'm talking about, y'all can go over to the Richie Moon Show on YouTube and tap into that, because I documented all that. But yeah, Richmond, California was really dope. It's another place that I wish that I could have spent more time in there. Okay, we got a couple people from the Bay Area in the house right now. So, I noticed the piece that you have around your neck, and you have a collection of pieces. You actually make custom jewelry. So, what is the genesis of that? What is the inspiration of that? How did that start?
So, it just kind of started as like a healing journey. On my wellness, you know, warrior stuff, healing myself, and I was reading Queen Afua's Sacred Woman book.
Shout out to Queen Afua.
Shout out to the goddess, but yeah, I was just reading her book, and there was this section there talking about crystal healing. I was like, what is crystal healing? I never heard of crystal healing.
What year was this?
This was probably about 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
So, I just kind of like deep dove into it. I went to the crystal store. As soon as I walked inside the crystal store, I just felt like this rush of energy. Like, it was just like really intense. And then I got some crystals. I got all the crystals to align with my chakras. And the rest is kind of like history from there. I slept with a amethyst under my pillow. And before that, I couldn't really remember any dreams. Mm-hmm. I put some amethyst under my pillow and had the most vivid dream. Like, it was like a movie. So I was like, oh my God, crystals really work.
Okay. So would you consider that... No, please continue.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. So the energy I was feeling from the crystals, it was like really enlightening and just giving me a lot of energy. But I wanted to have that energy on me all the time without putting it in my pocket or You know, so I just started wire wrapping the crystals and putting them on like necklaces, and a couple of my family members seen it. It was like, oh my God, that's such a dope necklace. Where'd you get that from? I was like, I made it. And they were like, no, you didn't. I was like, yes, I did.
How you gonna tell me?
So, and it just literally blossomed into this business. So hobby turned business.
That is dope. So would you, it sounds like, please correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like that was what they would say kind of like is your blue pill moment. That was kind of like your, was that your, like your awakening?
No, my awakening was my children.
Okay, shout out to the star seeds. Okay.
Yes, my star seeds, they was not playing with me. They was like, you have to eat correct. So I got pregnant in 2017, mm-hmm. and hit me like a wave. Like, you have to nourish your body for someone else. It's not just for you.
Right.
You know,
right.
The person coming here, they're going to need the right nutrition, the right minerals. So that literally like shifted my whole perspective on everything. I stumbled upon some health videos. Shout out Dr. Sabi.
Yes.
Dr. Sabi videos and just deep dove. Yeah, I'm still in that rabbit hole.
It never ends.
That's how it just happened. It started off with eating, being more conscious, being more health conscious, mm-hmm. being more aware of what I was putting in my body, mm-hmm. and then it just kind of, you know, developed into healing, and I'm on this healing journey, and a wellness, and shadow work, and crystals, and all type of stuff. So yeah, I'm just super thankful.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Speaking of, we mentioned Queen Afua earlier. I want to shout out to her son, Supernova Slum. If you don't know, he has a book, kind of like almost a sequel for the men called Man Heal Thyself. And I would definitely recommend all the brothers out there, and for all the sisters out there, you don't even have to be in a romantic relationship. For your brother, your son, your father, any man that's in your life, definitely get that book for him. It is profoundly changed my life. And what I really love about the books is that they have, it's interactive. You can write in it, and you have a diary, so it's something that you can always revisit and go back to, because we're always changing and our perspective is changing and all that. So yeah, I would definitely recommend to the family, go tap into that.
I love that. And I applaud you on your wellness journey, on your healing journey, because I feel like, you know, a lot of people are just now coming into this awareness of themselves, and I feel like more men are becoming more self-aware and more conscious and more wanting to do more healing work. Because I know it's like the Queen of Fools, she has a pantheon of women, and then it's like Supernova Slum, I'm seeing the men, they're being more brave with their journey. So I applaud you for doing that and working on your wellness, and all the other men that are working on their wellness as well, because that's, you know, it's divine feminine, we need the divine masculine to help balance us out. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely. It's ironic that you say that, because that is what sparked my healing journey in that aspect. The book is called Man Heal Thyself. And the reason why I, in 2021, shout out to my good brother, Billionaire PA, I was with him, and we were in Miami. We just got down to Miami, and we had a lot of women around us. You know, we just had a lot. Our house was the party house. We just had parties there, classes there, you know. And I realized, being around all these women, how comfortable they were around us. And I, you know, it's just like, well, all these women are not going to be comfortable around us if we're not balanced. And I realized, I'm like, yo, this is cool, but there's more to know about this. I would always hear the sisters talk about healing. And then that's when I first got put onto Queen of Fu and met Hadiya. And I'm like, wow, all these sisters are doing all this healing work. I'm just like, well, what about us? You know, we gotta do something to balance this, because this is gonna be a bunch of women that's aligned and got everything right, and then we're gonna be attempting to play catch up and then hurting people that were sent here to really help us because we haven't gotten right. And I had seen that pattern in my romantic relationships, how I kept just like kind of messing up with things. And then when I got there and I'm around all these women, I'm just like, I don't, even though they're just my friends and I don't really have that dynamic with them, I want to keep this kind of energy around me. I always want these women around me, and I want them to feel safe and be cool, because it's just like, I grew up with nothing but women. I grew up with my sister, so I'm used to having women around me. But I fell into it was a trap, straight up. I fell into the trap of just, you know, thinking with my other head, and, you know, sometimes ruining relationships with women that is just like, we should have just been friends. Shit, we should have been business partners. You know what I'm saying? And then I just don't want to do that anymore.
And you're learning, you're growing, and you see that. Some men don't even see that and acknowledge that. Like, at least you're trying, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that shows your level of growth. Look at where you were, you know, that at that time to now. Like, beautiful. Beautiful. Amazing.
Dr. Umar said something that I really liked the other day. It was a video. I'm not sure which interview. He said he was talking about relationships and pleasure contracts. And I feel like that right there, establishing that when you meet somebody, I feel like that can save everybody a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money, heartache, all that. So what is, do you, not your stance on that, what are some of your non-negotiables when a man is attempting to get to know you? What are some of your non-negotiables?
Non-negotiables. It's a very good question. Okay. I don't know. I think, like, just for me, I really love to communicate. So we have to be able to communicate on all different levels about all different type of things. A non-negotiable will have to be wanting to be very controlling. I understand, you know, as a masculine, you like to lead, you know. But, you know, give me room, give me space, give me my freedom. I'm a Gemini, so I like to be free, but also secure. It's this weird balance that I have within myself. I like to communicate, but have my space. I like to be comfort, but still, you know what I mean? So, as far as, like, I don't like negative, combative, debating, like, good debates, good, healthy debates, but always wanting to nitpick, and it's just,
it's a bit much.
We're going there already right now. Like, I mean, we could dive in, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna stand for no abuse.
Right.
I know my self-worth. You have to know your self-worth. So I feel like we have to communicate, you know, what are our boundaries? What's your boundaries, you know? What are things that you won't stand? What are things that you won't tolerate? I'm not gonna tolerate anybody, just really being abusive. That's really like my only, like, we could talk about whatever, we could do whatever, it just can't cross the line with that, you know what I mean? I feel like once we're communicating, then we'll kind of have this sense of, okay, well, then you're more open, you're more free, we're getting to know each other, you know what I mean? So, okay, well, what are your pet peeves? Okay, what are things that you don't like? What are you allergic to? What's your favorite color? What's
right,
back and forth energy where we're just playing tennis ball and getting to know each other. So I feel like it's just like boundaries. I guess just overcrossing boundaries, certain boundaries, and it's really just like,
no, I think that's a really good one, because boundaries, if not set, can lead to all those things that you said. That can lead to all those things seeping in if balance is not. Somebody asked the questions. What's that called? Pleasure contract. So a pleasure contract, somebody asked what that is. A pleasure contract is a situationship, a conditional circumstance. But the thing is, people approach a young man or approach a young woman masquerading as a relationship, but what they really want is a pleasure contract. And right. What I'm saying is, just say what, yo, this is what I want. I mean, I'm pretty sure you're not going to actually say those words, hey, I'm looking for a pleasure contract, but just let it be known, like, hey, listen, this is what I want to do, and this is what I don't want to do. And that can just save everybody so much time and so much energy. And I'm saying that because I've been very guilty of that. In both ways, in talking to somebody and it's just like, okay, this is, I want just a pleasure contract and not saying it. And then talking to somebody, huh? Right.
Like just being open and communicating.
Right. And then it's just like other time I thought was, oh, I thought we were, because we
in a relationship,
but we never really established those boundaries. So then it gets kind of, it gets mixy. And then you have to attempt to put the toothpaste back in the tube. And we all know that you really can't put
it. Don't work.
It don't work. So.
Yes. I feel like that's why, you know, communication is a big thing. A big thing, you know. Like you said, if you establish that in the beginning, mm-hmm. you know, okay, so what are you looking for? Are you looking for someone to love? Are you looking for someone to just love on? Are you looking for a sugar, whatever sugar, you know? You're like, mm-hmm. what are we doing here? What are you looking for? Okay, you just got a relationship, so you're just looking to have fun. Are you ready for a relationship? You know, are you ready for kids? Do you have, you know what I mean? I feel like that's when getting to know each other and communication plays a big part in this, especially in this generation, because I feel like you said, a lot of people just want, like, it's everything moving so fast. So it's like you kind of have to, like, step your foot in the door before it closes. Otherwise, like you said, you're just going to be here like, oh my God, what did I just do? Why did I just mess up this business, like, that partnership? And now it can't, you can't go back, because now feelings are involved, emotions are involved, you mm-hmm. mentally, like, messed up, and yeah, it gets complicated.
I'm seeing some interesting comments in the comment section, and I love this. People are saying, you know, you can still have these conversations and people still won't be honest. People lack communication. Yeah. And I think I have a solution for this. And I remember, shout out to my homegirl, Belen. I remember she said this, and I remember at the time thinking, like, what a goof. She said, you know, if I'm going to date somebody, talk to somebody, I want to know them. I want to be friends with them for a year. Well, I was thinking when she said that, I'm like, what? For a year? Give it 3 years from when that she said that. I 1000% understand when she says that. Because when you develop a friendship, there is a respect, there is a bond, there is something other than just romance, body, sex, lust, and all that. There is just certain things that you're just not going to do to your, because that's your friend. So you're going to treat them as such. So I think that's how all that can be avoided, really getting to know somebody, really being their friend. Who's their mama? How was they raised? You know, all those things. Because then, like we said, the toothpaste ends up out of the tube, and then we sitting there trying to pick it back up. And it's like, if we would have took the time to be friends first, then maybe we wouldn't be in this situation.
Yes, I agree, friend. And then, you know, sometimes you get to know them and you don't like them. So it's like, I'm happy I got to know you, because now I know what I don't like, you know? Sometimes you get into know somebody because you want to like them, but you like, oh, you know what? This person's on a whole other different level than me, or we don't really mesh well, or we don't connect, we don't have anything in common, or, you know, then you really have to start deep diving in yourself. Well, what are you really looking for? Are you looking for something like to fill a void, like what's really going on? Like, do you love yourself? Like, are you able to sit with yourself? I feel like that's another big thing as well. Like, a lot of people are just looking for people because they're lonely and they don't want to sit with themselves. But sometimes you have to sit with yourself so you can get to know yourself and love yourself.
That part. I was going to ask, do you think with people, and when I say people, I mean both your masculine and feminine principles, do you think it is fear sometimes? Like, you meet somebody and then it's just like, all right, well, I like, you know, he's cute, you know, he has a nice body, but talking to him, you know, the way he, you know, you kind of take, you try to cover up the good with the bad, quote unquote bad. Do you think there's like a fear of sometimes you start talking to somebody, you just don't want to lose a person because you've like invested time in them already?
Yeah, I feel like it's both sides to the spectrum. I feel like, you know, as human beings, we love to be social. We love to connect. We love to talk. We love to touch. We love all of these things, filling up our senses. The smell of someone, their pheromones, their energy, how they vibe. But it's also, you know, sometimes I feel like people self-project. So they'll be like, oh, I don't really know if this person, well, is that something you feel or is it something that they've shown you? Like, you can't jump to conclusions when trying to get to know this, get to know someone or trying to build a bond with someone, because you'll end up self-sabotaging yourself because you're not really, you don't really know who you are. You have to know who you are in order to get to know someone else, like, because then you'll start doing all this weird, and it's weird because I just recently did this. Like, I was like, I was pushing someone away because of fear, because of fear to open up. I didn't want to open up. I was scared to open up because I've been, because of why? Because of things that happened to me in the past. I've been hurt in the past, so I don't want to get hurt again. But it's like, you gonna block your blessings, or like, what are you doing? Like, are you gonna give it another try? Or so it's all about like balancing yourself. I feel like it's about tapping into yourself and really knowing who you are. When you know who you are, you have no room to self-sabotage yourself, and you'll kind of get a feel for, okay, this person may not be for me, but I'll just still keep a cool relationship with them. Or this person may be someone I want to talk to, so let's keep on doing what we're doing and communicating and going on a cool vibe. So yeah,
You know, there's, I love this. It's like, it's almost as if, like, I kind of told you the questions I was going to ask, because you're just so seamlessly just segueing into that. Before we hit this next point about knowing yourself, God, that is so super important. You mentioned earlier that you're a Gemini. When's your birthday?
June
13th.
Yes.
Okay, so... Just this is, I love the synchronicity of this, because we have not discussed this prior. Hey Tamara, what's going on? Shout out to everybody that's shining the glasses. Yes, Gemini. June 13th. I am a Gemini. You probably, it's kind of hard to see it. Gemini. June 16th. Same day as Tupac. So yeah, Gemini's in the house.
Big Gemini energy.
Yes, big Gemini energy. I think, you know, speaking of birthday, I think it's really important for people to know their astrological sign, their zodiac sign, you know, with their rising sign, their moon sign. And I think that can really help navigate yourself first off, and then in turn, be able to navigate the person that you're dealing with, because sometimes, love, sometimes it's just be... Listen, them signs just be right.
Yes. I feel like that's a big thing, like knowing your natal chart, knowing your rising. I just deep dove into learning astrology. And,
what's your, if you don't mind me asking, what's your rising?
I'm a Leo rising.
Ooh.
Wow.
Fire up there. Aquarius moon. So I feel like that's why I'm into a lot of different things in my headspace with futuristic goals and really putting myself out there, but still balancing that with a logical mind. So yeah, I'll be caught up in a whirlwind. I'll be having to ground myself a lot, because I'm still in that rabbit hole. I went in like with Dr. Sadie like 5 years ago, so it's like,
that's what's up.
I have to really ground myself sometimes, but I love it. I love astrology. It's like the blueprint for like your soul contract and others, and it gives you so much description on, you know, why you may act a certain way. You know, where's your Mars, where's your Aries, you know, that governs your mind, that governs your head, that governs yourself. So it might, you know, if you have a lot of fire in your chart, you might be very passionate or overly emotional, like when things happen, or it's just a lot that I notice with the astrology that really resonates when I do the alignments. So
right, because you know, I have a lot of air in my sign, so it's really good. I've had a tendency to, in my younger years, to attract a lot of Virgo women, because I needed that to ground me. Growing up, did either of you grow up in a certain religion, or where do y'all stand today? I grew up in a Christian household. My grandfather actually on Mount Zion Baptist Church in Port Chester, New York. If you look on the side of it, founder members, Ernest Hollinger, he is one of the founding members. I grew up Christian, you know, went through your whole phase, your angry conscience, ooh, why did they lie to us, went through all that. Now I find myself, I don't consider myself a Christian, but I appreciate the Bible. I can appreciate all spiritual teachings and all spiritual lessons. Especially shout out to my good brother Blue Pill, who does an excellent breakdown of the Bible and giving you a modern day perspective and putting it into today's context. Yes. Shout out to Pope Pablo. Yes. He puts it into perspective for today. Literally today's day. He'll put it in perspective. So I see a lot of people talking about life path numbers and numerology and astrology and family. Yeah, these are all great tools for you to get to know yourself. So when you do approach a partner, you can really, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can do that. Y'all can do that dance because you know each other. And also being friends. I'm a big component of being friends. How do you feel when things split apart? You know, are you a person that is just like, all right, well, we're done. You are erased from my life, or just we're just moving in different directions?
I think it depends on the situation. I'm always very open. I'm always very open with my heart. I'm always forgiving. I never look at it as a loss. I look at it as lessons. So that's one thing Kadia taught me.
Cheers to that.
What did you cheer? What did you come here to teach me? You know, what's a lesson I could learn from this? Mm-hmm. So I really don't try to take it as, oh no, this is such a big loss. I'm losing out. What did I learn? What did I learn about myself? Mm-hmm. That's something that I've really been opening my mind to as of lately. But I always try to keep the common ground, keep things neutral if it can be that, you know, if it's out of my hands and, you know, I let it be. If it is what it is, and it is what it is. But for the most part, I really do like to try to keep communication with friends and family. But we all know how life is. It's up and down, it's round and round.
Life definitely be life.
Life be
life. Yeah, life be life. I wanted to, a situation happened to me, a little bit before we got online, and I wanted to just say to the family, kind of like a public service announcement, family, have integrity, for real. Integrity is really important, you know. Just be honest and upfront with people. If, you know, you borrow something from somebody and you can't, we just said, life happens. Just update them. Hey, yo, this happens. Please don't attempt to greenlight people because you want to avoid accountability. That is not protecting your peace. If you did something wrong to somebody and then you avoid them, that's not protecting your peace. That is avoiding accountability. Okay? I just wanted to just put that out there. No shade on you, sweetheart, but for real, have some integrity. I know you're a better person than that. So just be that person that I always knew you to be. Or maybe I didn't. I don't know, but, you know, I just wanted to put that out there.
I think that's a big thing, standing on integrity. Mm-hmm. You know, what are your intentions? Listening to your heart. You know, if you can't, you know, tap into your heart, then you really need to do some more self-work. Mm-hmm. And figure out why, you know, you're operating like that. But I think that's a big thing, accountability and integrity.
You know, speaking of self-work, you, a couple of months ago, you were down in Miami with our good sister Hadia. Yes. Y'all were doing a lot of healing work. Y'all were going in. If you don't mind, I know something may be really close to chest. Can you describe some of the exercises and some of the things y'all did? Because I know for being around Hadia, I know she has so many tools in her kit that she helped you with. If you can just, you know, elaborate on your process and what you went through with her.
I love it. I came down there and she hit me up hey, you're in Miami. I'm like, yeah. So okay, cool, let's go out. So we went out. That was the night that we met, and we just, you know, dancing, having fun, and it was such a great time. And literally went back to her place. She was like, yeah, you have really good energy. She's like, but I just feel like you need some extra healing. And it was funny because, like I said, I've been on this healing journey since when I first started, just really doing a lot of deep shadow work, a lot of deep diving into my inner child, just really working on, you know, triggers, things that trigger me, why are they triggering me, so I can better have self-control.
Right.
When you said that, I was like, she's reading me like a book right now. I'm like, yes,
I will do that.
Do a session. She's like, okay, cool. I'll do a, you know, a personal healing session for you. And we're going to deep dive into releasing whatever, you know, traumas or whatever you had. I'm like, okay, cool. So it comes, you know, I can't remember what day it was. I believe it was Monday morning. Come Monday morning, we go to the beach. It was, the sun wasn't even up yet. It was still dark. It was like 4 a.m. So we go to the beach and it's just like raining. It's thundering. I'm like, oh my God, this is kind of scary. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on? We're just in this pitch dark. She's just such a vibrant energy. She's like, oh no, like, you got this. Like, we're going to sit here, we're going to meditate, and you're going to tap in, you're going to hear spirit, and you know, just listen to spirit. So she literally just calmed me right back down, and I'm like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So she sets up this beautiful, like, how can I say, like, sheet or like towel on the beach. We gathered up some offerings for Oshun and Yamaya, and just giving our thanks for the universe, giving our thanks to God, Source, Creator, just allowing us to have this energy, allowing us to have this communication with the universe. And that part, I was still like, I just was going with following her flow, but now I understand looking back on it, because I'm like, I don't know why we're doing this, like, but I'm just going with the flow. But now I understand it's a as above, so below, you know. Yes. Karma, what you put in is what you get out. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming to act to release something, then you need to be offering something as well. It's kind of like nurturing a seed. Mm-hmm. You don't just plant the seed and don't water it, it's not going to grow. So that's kind of like the perspective I had of that. So she just was, you know, chanting and saying things that you want to release, and I'm like, okay, I want to release self-doubt, I want to release negative energy, I'm gonna release all of these things that just been, I feel like, holding me back. And she was like, okay, good, now get in the water and you're gonna meditate and you're just gonna sit there, sit with yourself, be still, feel the waves and feel. And I was like, you know what, I never really thought to be one with the water. Like, be one with the ocean, be still and just sit there. Like, whenever I'm at the beach, I'm always like, yeah, I'm at the beach, I'm turned up, I'm drunk, I'm lit, you know. So like, no, really be still, center yourself and listen and go within. And I'm like, okay, like, this is different. Like, all right, so I did it and I could just feel like this, like loving, blissful energy just come over me, like peace, like oneness. And I'm like, wow, like, this has been here this whole time and I never really even connected with it. Like, we all have that sense of centeredness, and I just felt really centered doing that. So that really made me just, like, I would say, connect more with the divine, connect more with myself, and be more optimistic and be more open-minded to things. Because, like you said, you came from a Christian background. I came from a Christian background, too. So, at first, I was like, I don't know what it's looking like, you know. Breaking out the different programs that I have been under, and I'm still opening up my mind to things. But I think, you know, I think the Most High, that I had an open mind, because that experience changed my life so much. It was just a beautiful experience. After we did the release ceremony, we went back to her place, and then she set up this beautiful, like, tent ensemble.
Yeah, y'all put some footage up of that. Yes.
It's beautiful. Like, she was like, yeah, you can make this space, you know, create a sacred space for yourself. And I'm like, why didn't I think? Like, she just was opening my mind to so much. I'm like, why didn't I think to make a TV and burn some sage and tap in and play some holistic music? And so she just was showing me, you know, you can do this for yourself. You know, I'm not a healer. You're healing yourself. I'm like, wow. Like, okay. Like, I didn't think of it like that. Like, she was like, yeah, now we're going to tap in. Like, are you into doing, you know, medicinal medicine? Are you into doing shrooms? Are you into doing happy? Are you into, she's like, cause that's going to really open you up. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm down. So she put a little bit in some tea for me, and I drank it. And then I just sat there, and then I just got like a lot of downloads, I'll say, like, for transformation, for me to open up and transform my mind, to not be so closed off to the universe, be closed off to myself, be closed off to spirit. And just like release. Like, I feel like in order for you to release, you have to let go. You can't hold on to anything. So that was really opening up my mind to that. Then once that kind of like wore off, and it wasn't like, oh, I was seeing crazy aliens
No aliens.
I mean, I fuck with the aliens too, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't that type of thing.
Right.
Thing. It was like a microdose, like just something to relax you and just ease you and open up your mind. So I thought that was beautiful. And once that kind kind of subsided. We went inside of the teepee and she played a gong and played healing, you know, healing vibes and singing bowls. And I was like, wow, this is like really, like I felt the vibration in my body and I felt just like this huge release of like stuff in my heart that I guess I was harboring. I didn't even know I was harboring, but I felt my heart chakra open up. I felt my mind open up. I seen beautiful visions. While we were in the water, a dolphin, I remember seeing a dolphin jump out of the water. It was just like so many different synchronicities were happening at that time. And I was like, wow, like this is giving me such peace and serenity and just trusting the divine and trusting that the path that I'm on the right path, and just surrender and go with the flow. Like, don't be afraid, you know. My spirit got me this far, so I can't be doing too bad listening to my spirit, you know?
Right, that's what I
took from that whole experience, just like be open, and the universe will have more in store than you could even imagine, because I didn't even go down there to do that. That's just something that kind of happened, so.
Ooh, I love that. You know, we have a lot of parallel stories, because as I mentioned before, I was around all these women, and that's when I noticed all these women are healing. So I really need to take my healing journey more serious. And it happened to be when Hadiya was doing a goddess glow up down in Miami, and it was me, billionaire, and I think one other man. So I just want to paint the picture. It is, we're on the beach. There's about 30 women there, and me and two other men. And so I'm just surrounded by all this energy. So all the things that she's saying that she went through, times that by 30. All these women going. So it was just like, I was very taken back by that. I was very moved by that experience. And I said, well, we got to do something on this side. Good gosh.
It literally lifted up your vibration immediately. Just being in that energy lifted up your vibration.
Yes, it was definitely something I'll remember forever. My homegirl Tamara asked, do I feel, let me read the question. Since both of you come from a Christian background, do you ever experience guilt from no longer considering to be a Christian? I know people who feel guilt with about being one universe, but also feel guilt from being religious in the past. Well, honestly, to be honest, I feel more connected to that than ever now, because I feel like I have a way deeper understanding of that magical book that we call the Bible, of being around Blue is a personal friend of mine. So just being able to be around him and his lady and really be able to like deep dive into like studies, I have a whole new appreciation of it. And one of the reasons why I don't consider myself a Christian is because the person, you know, Yeshua, Jesus, whatever you want to call him, he didn't consider himself a Christian. But the principles of it, you know, I take Muslim principles, I take principles from all religious texts and use it in my life of how it can benefit me.
The same. I will agree. I'm the exact same way. I don't feel guilty. I feel more connected to source, universe, creator, most high, whatever you want to call that energy. Like you said, when it boils down to religion, I feel like you said, the Buddhists, the Muslims, the monks, the Christians, the Catholics, they all go to God. They all talk to God. They all have this prophet that was connected to God. So I feel like this one energy is still the same. And when people can really start to elevate their mindset and get over this, oh, it has to be this religion, it has to be, that's another distraction. Oh, you have to be white, you have to be black, that's another distraction. It's throwing you off the path of being one. We all have a heart, we all have blood, we all breathe air. So it's like, I feel like when people start getting more on this one wholeness vibe, then we can really start to vibrate higher as a collective, instead of always, oh, what if, like, well, my religion, my, like, it's not about that, you know. I really feel like it's time for us to come together and work together as a collective mind, but we can't do that if people are still fighting over who was right and who's wrong. So
I concur with that. If you can talk to anybody in time, anybody, you can sit down and have a conversation with anybody throughout history, who would you sit down and have a conversation with?
Oh my goodness.
It could be two people, because there could be multiple people. So I'll give you two people throughout history, any point in time that you can sit down and have a conversation with, who would be? And feel free, family, in the comment section to add who you would talk to as well.
Eesh, that is such a profound question. If I could talk to anyone, my first mindset, my grandfather, rest in peace to his beautiful spirit. And it's kind of weird because I do still talk to him spiritually, but here in the flesh, while he was here, he put so much knowledge and instilled so much knowledge in me for the short time that he was here. It's like those little moments were priceless to me. You're native, you're native to this land. Don't listen to what they're telling you.
Shout out to Grandpa for telling you that. Yes.
And still, knowing who I was at a very young, early age, wearing his cowboy boots, his cowboy hat, he had his thing on his hip, like, hey. Knowing, believe in yourself and know who you are.
I love that.
But I'm like one of the main people that I probably want to talk to. And then, like, I don't know, maybe like a goddess or something, like Isis or something.
That's interesting. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm just noticing the parallels. Like, my grandfather was the same way. My grandfather loved Westerns. He was on his cowboy shit. He just instilled so many just gems and lessons. And I look back, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I just wish, I wish I could be like him. Like, he's just such a man. Like, he's just such a man. Like, I love it. I love that. My grandfather was the same way. So, guys, okay.
Warriors.
Right. Big warrior spirit. I love that. Somebody had asked a question in the comments. My mom's dating my dad's boss and my father doesn't know about it, and I'm not sure what to do about it, and I'm confused. And let me read that one more time just to make sure I'm reading this correctly. Heart Pirates 14. My mom's dating my dad's boss and my father doesn't know about it, and I'm not sure what to do about it, and I'm confused. Any suggestion, guys? Ladies first. How to throw you the bus. Ladies first.
It's like I'm going back and forth. Something's telling me mind your business, but then something is telling me follow your heart. So that would have to be something you would have to deep dive on. Because I feel like everything that's done in the dark will come to light. It will reveal itself eventually. She can only keep that a secret for so long. That would be my thing. But if you feel in your heart like you should tell him that's your dad, just be prepared for the consequences and things that happen after that. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I don't mean to chuckle at the situation, but I mean,
I don't either. That's serious.
It is serious. But here's the thing. Okay, this is my dark humor. This is my Scorpio rising, so there's a bit of dark humor. I feel like when situations happen, and this happens to me a lot, like, when situations happen and it's bad situation, there's a point where, like, I'm able to take myself out of situation and look at it and just be like, yo, this is so crazy. It's just wild. Like, I definitely think you should have a conversation with your mom. And express to her how that's making you feel. I don't know the dynamic of that and what the history of that could be. A lot of moving parts in that, but I definitely feel like it's on your heart. You should definitely speak to Mom Deuce about that. And
I agree.
Yeah.
It's a lot of layers to that.
There's so many layers.
Just follow your heart. Follow your heart.
You know, it'd be like that sometimes. You know, life be life. That is that's a prime example of how life being life then.
That's crazy.
Have you ever had an experience with talking to God? Has religion ever gotten in the way of in a relationship with you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Absolutely. Being too controlling. That goes back to the controlling. It has to be. You have to beat the religion in me, like the slaves did, like the slave owner did. Come on, man. Don't beat it in me. You're supposed to. it's a balance.
Time and place. Time and place. All right.
You get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
I've had a lot of different conflicts with people when it comes to their beliefs. That's just not religion. So, you know, I'll try to keep an open mind. And if it's not harming me, just, you know, let it flow. But I've had, you know, conflicts with people who are like, no, we have to. And I'm just like, that's not where my heart is, you know. And that goes back to self-love. Do I love myself more, or do I love, you know, this experience more, or do I love you more? And I'm gonna have to, you know, show myself self-love, because that goes back to self-worth and knowing my self-worth. And I don't have to be with someone that's trying to force me to do something I don't want to do. Like,
this is gonna be a spicy question. And family in a comment, you are welcome to participate and answer. Should men and women go 50-50? Let me set you up to be able to answer that question more thoroughly. But that was a thorough answer. Okay. So you're in a relationship. You are 6 months into a relationship with your partner. Things are going good. And finances has never been an issue, but you know, 6 months, y'all starting to move into more of a serious space. How does 50-50 work in that space, being 6 months into a relationship?
I feel like it has to be a conversation had. Mm-hmm. I feel like we have to communicate. Because I know, you know, a man is supposed to be a provider, you know. They're supposed to do all these things, but in this day and age, it's a lot of women that are providers. And I just feel like if someone is doing more of the breadwinning, then someone has to be doing more of the house tending. There has to still be this balance. It's never really ever someone putting in 100% and then nobody's doing nothing, because it's like you can't just be working and then paying all the bills and then I'm not doing something at home to provide. I'm not cooking, I'm not cleaning, I'm not taking care of y'all. That's like outrageous to me. So I don't know, but I do feel like I feel like it should be a man that should be the provider. That's just something I do feel like. I feel like a man is supposed to take care of a woman, and then I take care of you as well, like, but in different ways. We balance each other out, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
That part. No, I agree with really a lot of things that you said. I when 50-50 with finances, I think, you know, I agree. Yeah, you know, a man should be a provider. Would I love to be able to just have endless money and just be like, hey, do whatever you want? Sure. But I do think that 50-50, I don't think it's ever really 50-50. I don't ever think it's really 50-50 because it's like, you know, there's going to be some days, you know, maybe I should have been a little more specific with that, as far as just like, there's just going to be some days where it's just like, yo, I'm just really out of it. It's just been long travel, longness. And it's just like, I got like 25 to give.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So she or he, you know what I'm saying, got to provide that other, you know what I'm saying? Not just finance, just energetically, emotionally, you know, there's a life be life in, you know what I'm saying? So you need somebody to balance you. You need somebody to balance you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we are, full moon, full eclipse moon in Libra. So it's all about the balancing of the scales, weighing of the scales. So I feel like that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Now people are balancing within themselves, you know, self-identity and their mind and work, and it's love life and relationships. So I feel like this is like a really good time to just deep dive and balance out yourself right now. So
speaking of, we're about 2 weeks out from a very interesting cosmic event. It's gonna be a solar eclipse happening. We got retrograde happening. I think that's a full moon. There are so many things happening in that, you know, there's businesses closing, there's our schools closing, people are very excited about it, hyping it up. There's watch parties for this. I actually happen to be in the X. I'm in Texas at the moment. I'm actually in the X where I can see it. Are you going to participate? Are you going to go out? Are you going to watch it? What are you going to do during the eclipse?
I'm going to be still. I'm going to be still and listen to what my spirit tells me to do. I really want to just chill out, relax, meditate, go within, and see what visions I get, what premonitions may come upon myself. I don't really want to, like, you know, I'll kind of go with the flow. If it calls me to go outside and, you know, take a look, then I will. But right now I'm really feeling this sense of being still, like just being still, at least for a day, a couple days. I don't feel like that's, you know, hard. I feel like that's hard for people in this generation to do. They can't be still. We're so like attention, TikTok, 5 seconds. I need the dopamine release. I need the oxytocin. I need the serotonin. I need now. Amazon Prime just look right now today. So it's like, I really feel like this is going to really center something I need to be focused on, is to be more centered within myself and being still. So I'm just going to be still, maybe grab like a bite to eat or something if I feel called to. But I initially wanted to go to Mount Shasta? But I don't know. I'm hearing like, just wait. Right. Mount Shasta is always going to be there. This is something always that I just want to like be still. Be still right now. So, and then like you said, so much chaotic energy. Like I was just out the other day and people just roll, rage, and driving like maniacs. And I'm like, this is the prequel to that event. Like, this is just a face of that event. Like you said, business is closing, this is shutting down, school shutting down. It's like, if that's not a sign to just be still and be patient and just wait, and then afterwards kind of do whatever you like, that, I don't know, that's just my personal thing. But for me, this energy has been too chaotic. I think I'm just gonna stay home and chill out.
I've noticed a lot of ladies on my timeline, they post about stillness. Mm-hmm. A lot of them post about stillness. I was listening to Aquarius Maximus, and she was talking about the eclipse the other day on Black Magic, and she was talking about being still. And it got me thinking Just in life, you know, put the eclipse to the side. I think stillness is powerful, especially like you mentioned, we're in this age of instant gratification and everything got to be delivered right now, right here, right now. And I need to kind of, if I text you, I need you to answer me right now, or else I'm going to die. But so I think stillness is really important in all aspects of life, and really doing things one thing at a time.
Yes. Taking your time. There's nothing wrong with patience. Patience is key to everything. And I feel like this generation, like a lot of people, they don't understand that, you know, things don't come like that. You know, that's not the reality. You know, the farmers are working how long for their harvest? The harvest don't come overnight. You know, they have to be patient. They have to sit still. They have to nurture that seed and wait for it to grow. So that's something I've been really working on. It's just like being still and listening. Paying attention to the signs, and all the signs around me is like chaos. So I'm like, you know what? I think I'm just gonna sit this one out. I'll catch the next eclipse.
No, I feel you. I don't know what I'm gonna do yet either, especially since I'm in Texas and it's literally in the middle of the X. But yeah, I've been called to do the same. Just be still for now, and I guess around that time, you know, whatever spirit says to do, whatever I feel called to do, that's what I'm gonna do. I mean, there's just part of me that's just, I don't want to say spicy, but it's just like, oh my gosh, I mean, the chance to just to
fire, you just want to go out and just fuck around and do whatever, but it's like it's this other thing pulling you to sit still. So right, it's like, right. What is that? That's that balance. You really gotta balance it out.
And something that I really like that Aquarius was talking about was, you know, respectfully to people. I guess, you know, this interesting thing. So she said, on one hand, you know, do what spirit, you know, what you're called to do. Be still. Some people are gonna go out, and some people are just not really spiritually ready for that. And I do agree, but then I thought about ignorance is bliss. If you're not necessarily aware of what's going on, you're just like, oh, this is a solar eclipse. This is pretty. Ooh, let me look at this. Everybody's out here. Let me join the masses.
Right.
If you don't know that something is affecting you, does it really affect you?
Yeah. That's true. That's really true. It's like they say, if the tree falls in the forest and nobody's around to hear it,
it
didn't really make a noise.
Right. I have noticed a bit of an uptick in, I don't want to say lunacy, but I mean, we live in a very...
No, you can say that. I see it too.
It's
running rampant right now.
Right. When it turns to this airy season with all this cosmic energy going on, all the things that are happening on and that are happening in the world, it's been, so I would say, family, you know, just be aware. Just be aware of what's going on. Be aware of your area, what's going on. Listen. That goes back to what we were talking about with stillness. Just listen. You may be called to go outside, and do you. That's what you're called to do. But just give yourself the opportunity to think for yourself.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because I also think about our ancestors, you know, they didn't have all this technology. They were just outside. They were outside during everything. They just was, okay, we're just going to work. And so it's like, it's kind of like you said, if you don't know, then you don't know. And if it's not going to affect you, then it's not going to affect you. But I'm just going to be chilling. I'm just going to be chilling.
When did you start your lock journey?
Oh, I love it. I'll be 2 years locked in May.
Is there something that happens in like the second year where just a growth spurt happens and it just...
Yeah.
Wow.
You're gonna have me pull my... Like, I pull my feather out.
Hey.
So, yeah, they're like...
I love it.
I love it so much.
Right. Only 2 years?
Yeah. Only 2 years. And then when I first did it, they were like, my hair was super long, but it's like, it's such a journey. You know, they say, oh, it's a long journey. No, it's really a journey. Like, it's really a self-love journey. You really have to go through these different phases of loving yourself. You have to love yourself when your hair looks wild. You have to love yourself when your hair shrinks up all the way. You just have to go with the flow.
Is it even growing?
Yeah, embrace it. You just gotta embrace it. So, yeah, it taught me a lot. I love it. For my 2 year, I haven't even done anything to this. I just literally,
You know what I'm saying? So, your jewelry that you make, you do like custom pieces for people?
Yes. Ooh. Yeah, that's like my favorite thing to do is like custom. So, like I have people, they have their favorite crystals. So my whole like perspective on it was like, okay, I have my favorite crystals. I want to wrap them. What about other people? They might have their favorite crystals. They might not want to buy my crystals. They may have something that has a lot of personal meaning to them, and they want a wire wrap. So I do customs. Those are like my favorite ones to do because they just have so much more meaning to it. I mean, I do like, you know, my own customs and stuff, but I really like to connect with people. So that way it has a little more sentimental value.
I love that. I love the fact when you mentioned earlier that you went down the rabbit hole with Dr. Sabi. I have had the opportunity to interview, I don't want to say almost, he has a lot of kids, but he has a lot of kids. I've interviewed a lot of his kids. Let me say that.
Yeah. I love that. That's amazing. Yeah. He's spreading his seed around, being fruitful, multiplying.
He's being very fruitful. And I got to interview his last student. And this has been documented. This is put out there. I just want to mention this for the sake of balance. Dr. Sabi ate catfish.
Yeah.
You know, so like, give yourself grace, family. You know, I'm not trying to listen. I'm not advocating for you to go out and eat fish. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying just to give yourself some grace. You know what I'm saying? We're all on this journey of healing, eating better, you know, being more still. Shit, some of us need to be a bit more active. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just give yourself that grace. I know I kind of asked you this question again, but we kind of have some new people in the room, and I just really kind of want to get this point down. Me and Blue was talking about the other night. I'm not sure exactly how the conversation got there, but we started talking about healing and woman healing, and I said straight off the rip, when both of us agreed that men should not be telling women how to heal. You know, we can throw our suggestions in there, but one of the reasons why I brought you on this, because I know you've been on your healing journey, for all the young ladies that just popped up in here for the podcast audience, is there any tips and suggestions that you can give to the woman out there listening on how to start their healing journey, how to continue their healing journey, and, you know, what it just means to heal for you?
Go at your pace. Your healing journey is no one else's. It's yours. Don't look outside of yourself for validation, for confirmation. Like you said, give yourself grace. I think that's the biggest thing on this healing journey, because we want to be like, oh, I want to be so strict. I want to follow the Dr. Sabi diet. But, you know, you have to give yourself grace. You know, meet yourself where you're at. Don't push yourself too hard. Listen to your body. Listen to your intuition. If you can't hear your intuition, sit still and get more connected with your intuition, so that way you can hear that voice. Take cleansing baths, go outside, ground yourself, put your feet in the ground and get connected with earth, get connected with yourself. Do the shadow work. I know people don't like to hear that. They don't want to do the work, but that is crucial to healing. So that way when you get triggered, you're not acting out on emotion. You can actually tap into where these triggers are coming from, and you kind of have more self-control instead of acting on impulse. So And I know that's easier said than done, but hey, I mean, like you said, it's a lot of healed people, and they're healed because they've done the work. They're glowing because they've done the work. They have this knowledge because they're reading the books. You know, they're blooming and they're blossoming because they actually doing the work. So,
is there like a, so you mentioned, doing the work so you don't get triggered and act out of emotion. Is there a fine line of acting out of emotion and sometimes you just gotta put your foot in somebody? And I don't mean like really physically, but like, is there like a, is there a fine line between, you know, like, all right, but you know what? I got to put my foot in your ass because you're just...
That goes back to those boundaries we were talking about. If you cross my boundaries, I gotta let you know you crossed my boundaries. Like,
right.
I have to establish that so you know not to cross that boundary again. But it's also, you know, it's hard balancing that one, because when you're angry or when you're upset, you're in that emotion, you're in the act of about to slap somebody.
Right.
But it's also, you have to be mindful of what could happen. You know, sometimes there are consequences. You know, some people are in jail for something they did for 5 seconds out of acting out of on an emotion. So it's like, sometimes you gotta balance it. But if somebody is acting out of line, you do kind of gotta check them in a nice way, maybe, or go off on them so they don't have to do it again.
My good brother Five Vibes asks, how do you do shadow work? I think how you do shadow work is, a situation that has hurt you, or a situation that you feel guilt or shame, heartbreak about, go in that situation and take accountability, really look at the situation for what it is, and then dig deeper. Why did you feel that way? Why did that trigger you? Well, all right, now you find out why that triggered you. Where did that trigger come from? You know, what I've realized with a lot of young men and young ladies, you know, but dating young ladies is, and this is not to, I'm not knocking anybody. It's just what I've noticed. You know what I'm saying? It's unfortunate that there was a lack of attention as a child, and that 5-year-old that screamed out for attention never got the attention. Then next thing you know, that 5-year-old is 15. Now that young lady is screaming out for attention in the form of men. Then that 15-year-old ends up being 25. And now she's screaming out in attention of maybe having multiple children with different men and not really connecting with that partner. Then they're 35. Then they're trying to raise this little boys and little girls, but they don't really necessarily have a blueprint of that. And I say all that to say is that is a lack of shadow work and being self-aware, and you know, the parents being there to really teach them. So shadow work is really important. I think it will save you a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of heartache. It can really save relationships with people, because sometimes people don't know what they're doing, but you do know what you're doing. So you see that they actually do have good intentions, but they just have things that they haven't healed yet, you know? Yeah. So some people are like, all right, I can work with you because you really, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know that you're harming yourself, you're self-sabotaging yourself. And then there's some people where it's just, oh, you're just playing the blame game. You're the forever victim, huh? This is always somebody else's fault, huh? It's the mommy's, daddy's, old boyfriend, this person, that person. The wind didn't blow east and it was supposed to blow west. You know, it's the Mercury's in retrograde. And then this, and then that. And it was just like, yeah. So,
accountability.
So that is my long-winded answer to, that's how you do shadow work.
Great answer. Great answer. I feel the exact same way. Everything you said, I double down on it.
You said you have a star seed, right?
Yeah, I have two.
Ooh, you have two star seeds. What is their age, if you don't mind me asking?
My son is 6 and my daughter is 4.
Okay. So 6 and 4. So
yeah.
Let's hop in the flux capacitor, do some time travel. We're going to hop 10 years into the future. What is a message that you would want to give your star seeds that they won't see until they turn 14 and 16? Kind of like, remember like the capsules that we used to do back in the day, like when you like bury it, put it in the ground, and then open it until years later. So what time capsule would you leave, what message would you leave for them to open up when they get to that age?
Love yourself. Have confidence in yourself. No matter what. I feel like that's a big thing, like you said, especially in the teenage years. The hormones kick in, we're looking for outside validation, like you said, that attention. So it's like you kind of got to know your worth, know your self-worth. That peer pressure got my ass at 13, 14, 15 so bad. So it's like, know who you are. And don't let anything outside of you influence you. Or try, I'll say. Don't let it throw you off your path, I'll say. Because it's going to be hard with all this technology. They're already molded by the technology that's going on. So it's, their environment is prominent in their life, to say the least. But my kids do, you know, they know how to garden. They know how to grow. They know to ground ourselves. They know how to meditate. So I let them get the best of all worlds. You know, you can eat your salad and have your candy. You can, I balance. Like you said, it goes back to that balance, because I don't want to harbor them and hold them back too much, because I am a, you know, a nurturer, a loving parent, a protective parent, you know, but at the same time, I know that there is a world I can't hold them back from as well. Otherwise, when they do out in the world, they're going to act like wild children. And they have to know discipline and balance and everything. So, yeah, just tell them self-love, love themselves.
I like that. I love that. All right. As we start to land this plane home, I'll take the conversation just a little bit left. Nunu Diamonds, what is your idea of a good date night?
Oh, man. A good date night?
And all the ladies and the gentlemen in the audience, if you feel the need to, you know, answer the question, participate, please go ahead. It's interactive.
Like the date night or the whole day, or?
You know what? Ooh, I like that. Actually, yes. What is your idea of a date?
Out on a day?
A day. A day out in the town. A day out in the town.
Okay, so we link up. We go for a beautiful hike. Go see, you know, the mountaintops and chill, get some fresh air, tap in, maybe come down, get a bite to eat, nice little lunch, salad, smoothie. Then, I don't know, maybe like talk. Just talk. Like, for me, it doesn't have to be a lot. Like, a picnic. We can go to a park, go to the picnic, just really talk and intertwine with each other's energy, really get to know you. Go to the beach. I love, like, massages. Maybe get, like, some aura photos. Really kind of see, you know, what's going on in your aura, what's going on in your energy. And maybe go for, I don't know, like a dance or something, or concert or something. It doesn't have to be much. I'm a really, like, simple person. I really just enjoy energy. If your energy is really good, then we can just kind of vibe on that. You don't have to, in a hot air balloon to catch a vibe, you know what I mean? But that is a vibe too.
That sounds really fun. Hot air balloon. Sheesh. Yeah, that is definitely a vibe. A vibe.
I'm more of a chill vibe. I'm more of a chill person. I like to do exciting stuff every once in a while, but it doesn't take. I'm not very materialistic, even though I do make materialistic things, but I'm really grounded and centered. And I'm more of an energy person. We could even chill out and watch like some conscious stuff. That's really my idea. Like, you really want to win me over to subconscious? Let's talk about the conscious stuff, you know what I mean? Like, let's deep dive into some blue pill, red pill all night and talk about what they talk about. Have a real life, you know, eat some healthy food or something that's gonna lift up our vibration, and talk about tea, talk about medicinal things, and exploring, you know, what things that make you happy.
Is that a non-negotiable for you now? Because I've noticed you mentioned that several times about like eating smooth and eating clean. Is that a non-negotiable? You meet a guy and I mean things are going good. I mean you out on a date and he's y'all out and he's like, yo, let me get that bacon or that steak.
No, I'm gonna say enjoy it for me. Enjoy that for me. Get some A1, get some grill. Look, do it up for me, okay? It used to be in the beginning of my journey when I was on my alkaline stuff, but then it felt like religion. I felt like I was pushing religion. You can't eat steak. You can't eat. And it shook my heart. My heart was like, what are you doing? This is not you. You don't operate like this. You know, you're supposed to come with people in love. And that's the whole like religion thing. You're not supposed to be forcing religion or forcing anything on anyone. You're supposed to come to them with love. And you can only lead a horse to water. It's up to them if they're going to drink it. So that's something I learned on my journey. Not to be judgmental, have an open mind, because I used to eat steak. I used to be there. And look at where I'm now. You got to meet people where they're at, give them grace, and let them come to their own conclusions and love them for who they are. So
I like that. I like that.
Okay. Uh-oh, it's a deal breaker for you. What's the deal breaker? You said it's a deal breaker. She ain't eating healthy, her Gucci stank, huh?
Funny, because that's what I say in my head. That's exactly what I say in my head.
I just wondering why. Girl, no, you need to go on a detox and a diet. You need to change up what you're eating, okay? Every once in a while, we ain't telling you to be, you know, all the time 24/7. Just add a salad.
Moderation.
When the last time you drank water? When's the last time you drank? When the last time you had an apple? When the last time? If you can't buy.
I'm just saying.
For the men too. Y'all wondering why y'all ain't. You need some more. You need to get on your healthy vibe. Just a little more. I'm not saying cut it. Stop doing what you're doing completely.
Right.
Add balanced diet. Yes. Add some more vegetables. Add some more fruit. Drink a little more water. Add some coconut water. Get some herbs. Get some sea moss. It's a whole. Your body runs on nutrients and minerals. If you're mineral deficient and you're not getting enough minerals and not getting enough nutrition, then your body's gonna operate as such. It's gonna be thrown off. Things aren't gonna work the way they need to be working. You're not gonna feel to your 100% level because you're not giving yourself enough energy that your body needs. So,
and you know why I am very adamant about that now? Shout out to my guy Elijah. Because we live in an age of information, and I can understand back in the day when we just didn't have, if you don't know what you don't know, you know what I'm saying? And then our parents, if you grew up like that, they don't know either, you know? So you think, you know, eating that way, you know, whatever. But now we live in a place where we know better. And like you said, nobody's saying, oh, you got to change your life. You 100% vegan. That's it. But it's just like, where is the balance at, you know? Yes. So the reason why that has been a point of contention with myself and some young ladies, and it's just I just can't. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, lady. I'm gonna be very, very honest. I don't like the phrase brutally honest. I like this phrase sincerely honest, because you don't have to be brutal in your truth, because I can get the same point across.
Right.
I was dealing with some young woman, and then like when they would eat meat and they would go to kiss me, it'd be like, yeah, you gotta brush your teeth. You have to brush your teeth. I cannot kiss you. Like, love, you just ate a chicken sandwich. No, you have to go brush your teeth. And then it just got to a point where it's just like, why are you even doing this to yourself?
Why are you
making them feel that way? Because I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but it's just in me just saying when I'm being how I am, it's the byproduct of that is making you feel bad. And I don't want to make you feel bad. So it's just like, why don't we just... Yeah, we can just be friends. Yeah, we can just be friends. We can just be friends. All right, so...
Yeah. I get it. I totally get it. It's and then it's like, it's so weird because when you get to a certain point, you can actually smell people. You can smell the meat. You can smell their aura. You can smell their pores. You can smell everything. So it's like,
yeah,
it's like you said,
yeah,
it's on a lot of levels,
right? Because it's just like, oh, you had a good time eating all that shrimp and all that lobster, and all that fish. A lot of fish, didn't you? You had a lot of fish, didn't you? Didn't you?
You had a lot, right? You are what you eat.
And that's why I'm just like, I don't want to be an asshole. I don't want to be an asshole. And you know us Geminis with our mouths. Oh, man. Ooh, gosh. Geminis with them. Oh, we'll cut you. Ooh, we'll cut you. And it's not even intentional. It's just kind of like, oh, that's your decision. That's your decision.
Master communicator. Right. Communicate shit real quick.
And honestly, you said it earlier. That's one of my, I can't, that's one of my non-negotiables. Like, if you cannot communicate, then we cannot. And that is on any type of ship, friendship, businessship, partnership. If you cannot communicate, we can't do this. I'm good. We have to, there's no excuse anymore. You know, Instagram, Facebook, email, text, WhatsApp, Telegram, FaceTime, just and you can't.
My thing is, our ancestors was sending letters in the wars to their wives. If they had time in the midst of a battle of blood, I always say this too. If Drake got time for his homes, why you ain't got time? Drake can make time if he want to be busiest. Excuse me, there ain't no excuse.
Right. He makes albums about him all the time, so he clearly has time for it. So there's no excuse.
Right. But I do understand, like, you know, working and, you know, if you're working, it has to be a balance. Like you said, just communicate. Hey, you know. But that's for sure, like you said, a deal breaker. We have to be able to communicate.
Yeah.
Have to, like, that's a, like you said, a non-negotiable for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely non-negotiable. I wish I would do this more before I went to bed. I'm getting better at it, but I do it every time I wake up. Can you name me three things that you're grateful for?
Thankful for my family. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for my breath. And I'm thankful for life. Like, I'm just thankful to be able to just go outside. Thankful for my limbs. I'm thankful for my mind. I'm thankful for my hands. I'm thankful for my feet. Some people that don't, they can't get up and walk. So I'm really thankful for everything. I do that every morning. Right. Excuse me, every rising, mm-hmm. when I wake up, the first thing I do, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Most High, for letting me, you know, able to wake up. I'm thankful I have a roof over my head. I'm thankful for my kids. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for my business. I'm thankful for the air. I'm thankful. And I just go down this list of things that I'm thankful for. And then that just uplifts my vibes so much. Because there's a lot of people that are doing a lot worse than you. People love, like you said, to play victim all the time. And I don't have this and I don't have that, or I'm not where I want to be, but look at where you are. You know, be present and be thankful. The present is a present. So be thankful for that, because some people don't even have that. Some people are locked away in jail and their life is done. And some people are, you know, they have disabilities. Some people were born that way. Some people were born blind. So it's like, right. People need to really be more grateful for what they have. So I'm very grateful and very thankful and appreciative of, like, everything as a whole. So
I love that. So earlier I asked you if you could send your star seeds, like a time capsule, a message to the future. So now today is March 24th. If you could send yourself a message from 1 year from today, 2025, what would you want to tell yourself?
Celebrate your life. Celebrate your life, like Brother Rich say. Just be more in gratitude. Be in more gratitude. Celebrate. You know, have fun. Give yourself grace. Don't be so hard on yourself. You know, you're doing great. You're doing great. And I'm proud of you. So proud, because you know where you were, where I was 5 years ago, I couldn't even imagine that I would be here today. I was deep under the quicksand, and I can actually breathe now. So I'm very thankful for everything that I've overcome. I'm thankful for those obstacles because they got me here today. And I know how to pull myself, you know, climb up the mountain now. If I do fall, I know how to climb back up. So I'm very thankful. Just be very grateful and very thankful and celebrate your accomplishment. Celebrate where you are.
Oh, Shay. I love that. All right. As we start to bring this plane home a little bit. Oh my gosh, no, don't go away. What was the question? I had it. Oh, come on, come back. Oh no. It was such a good question too. Oh no.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It will come back. You plan on making any trips to the East Coast anytime soon?
Debating on if I wanted to go to the Conscious Awards again.
It is
coming. But I don't know.
Okay. It is coming.
Yeah. I really want to go to like Jamaica. I plan on traveling more this year, absolutely. But I'm just trying to figure out exactly where and when. I'm not trying to get caught up in no hurricane season stuff. So, yeah.
That makes sense. Ah, okay. I got it. Boom. Come back. So. Yay. How do you think men can show up better for women?
First thing came to mind was protect. Be more protective, more loving, more opening. And then women doing the same, being more nurturing, being more receptive. So operating your divine masculine and then women operating in divine feminine. I feel like when people really do that and have pure intentions with no ulterior motives, not doing it out of ego, do it from your heart. Just because. Give game. Like how we just connected and we just doing this. It's not no ego at all. You know what I mean? Like we're just sharing and it's just a flow. I feel like it should be more of that with men and women, and then I feel like that'll be more of a connecting unit, and it doesn't always have to be sexual, like you said, like we're just friends, you know what I mean, and we just vibe out and it's this great experience. It doesn't always have to be, you can't force it. So I feel like people are more open just to giving and receiving whatever that may be. Then it could be a better place for everybody, especially in this, I feel like, conscious community, spiritual community. I feel like it really should be more of that, because I feel like some people, they just get in their ego, which is understandable. You've been doing this for however many years, you earned this, but at the same time, you know, it's a lot of us coming up in this generation as well, and like how you're saying that rites of passage, we didn't really have that rites of passage. I didn't have no rites of passage. I had to kind of do everything on my own and figure it out on my own. So I feel like you said, when we connect more as a group, as a whole, then we can better elevate as a collective.
I agree. I love that answer. Before we head out of here, is there anything that you would want the people to know? Anything you got coming up? Please let them know your website. Let them know your talents and what you got going on.
Thank you. Well, I don't really have anything as far as coming up right now. I do have a website. It's newdiamonds.net. I make jewelry. I make customs. I have a recipe book. A vegan recipe book, just if you want to start on your healing journey for eating well. I do also do like readings and astrology readings and natal chart readings and oracle readings. I have candles. So just go to my website. You guys will see whatever you feel called to do. I just want to thank you for letting me come on your platform and sharing space with me and sharing energy with me. That's that's pretty much it. I have a YouTube as well, so I'm giving out a lot of.
Yes, like, tell me about you, because you've been a lot more active on that. So yeah, let people know about your YouTube.
Yeah, so my YouTube is New Diamonds, as well. So you can just go on there. I'm just giving out, you know, like little healing gems and.
It's not little. Like, it's not little.
Shadow work.
It's not little.
Yeah. You know, giving out little stuff and
showing. No, it's not little. It's not little. It's not little. That's what I'm telling you. It's not little. It's not little.
Well, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm showing more of my spiritual side on here because I feel like people need to see that. They like, oh, how did your business blow off? How did you do this? How did you? It's because I tapped into my spirit and I let my spirit guide me. So I feel like on my YouTube, I'm more showing that side. Versus just the outcome, you know, got to show how the seed grew. And I'm kind of giving more insight on that on my YouTube. So, yeah.
I love that. I really do. I love that. Definitely, family, tap in to what makes you feel enthusiastic, to what gets you going, to what gets your blood pumping. Make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. For real, that's what really, that's how you end up in situations. Like our special guest, New Diamonds is, you know. And with that being said, thank you. I really appreciate you tapping in. Sometimes I purposely leave questions out because I'm a storyteller. So, you know, you got to give more for the next time. You know what I'm saying? But thank you. Right. Thank you for taking the time to tap in and come on to the Richie Moon Show. You're always welcome back. I hope I get to see you sooner rather than later. And with that being said, tell the people your Instagram and how they can get in contact with you before we get up out of here.
My Instagram is New Diamonds, and you guys can hit me up on my website, newdiamonds.net. My email is admin@newdiamonds if you have any questions. And yeah, that's how you can reach me, guys. You can hit me, slide in the DMs if you got any questions about customs as well. Just protect yourself and love on yourself and give yourself grace. That's like my final words.
I love that. I love that. Yes, give yourself grace. With that being said, family, we are about to ride into the sunset. Before we do get out of here, I would love to remind everybody that if you are enjoying the content that you're seeing, first off, this podcast will be up immediately after this. Look, give it like 10 minutes. Give it like a half an hour. I gotta run outside real quick. The podcast will be up. If you do enjoy this kind of content, I do have a vlog where there's just some things are meant to be spoken about and some things are meant to be seen. So definitely, if you enjoy this, go tap into that. And family, please always choose love over fear. A lot of us choose fear disguised as practicality because we think things that we want in the universe are too big to ask for. You are a part of the universe. You are the universe experiencing itself from your unique perspective. So please move out of love, not fear. That has been New Diamonds. I have been Richie Moon. Thank you for coming on the Richie Moon Show. And like I said, the podcast will be available in about another hour or two. And I will probably be back tomorrow evening. I know I'll be back in the next couple of days. Y'all know I'll put a post up about it. I'll let the people know. But thank you, New Diamonds. And peace, family. Thank you for tapping in with me.
Peace, no problem. Peace and love.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, podcast family. What's going on? That has been another edition of the Richie Moon Show, tapped in with the beautiful New Diamonds. Hope I get to see you sooner rather than later. With that being said, family, peace, love, and light, all that good stuff, ride to the sunset.